hold your head up high, 'cause summer's round the bend. You made it through these nights using all of your defense. But now has come the time, as the air fills up with dust, to look towards the sky, follow those flocks back to us. Now we head towards the light, leave the darkness behind. Those winter blues, leave them at the door. The summer's here, though it's fine to head back from time to time. Those hidden springs show their face once more. It still stands strong. Jack's a beacon in the night. Your sister marches on, but you're struggling with this fight. Things will never be the same, like the carving of a stone. You gotta live within its grooves, take that rubble, make a home. But now we head towards the light. Darkness behind us when the blues leave them at the door. The summer's here, though it's fine to head back from time to time. As hidden strings show their face once more.
That's expat Brit Peter Stone and Albertan Denise Mackay as A Hundred Mile House, with a song entitled Hidden Springs from their fabulous new album, Hereath. It's an album of deeply personal and introspective songs that focus on subjects like love, loss, and grief, and it's accompanied by some fine musical arrangements and beautiful harmonies. We caught up with Peter at home in Edmonton to chat about the new album. How are you doing today, Peter?
Not bad, thanks. Thanks for having us.
The thing that struck me when I first put this album on, I'm certainly very familiar with your music. I love the way you draw people in with the songs that you write. But the thing that strikes me about this album is you feel like you're being led into something that is obviously really, really important to you. And I think the personal side seems incredibly strong on this album. It's called Hereath, which, as I understand, is a Welsh word, I think, that really talks about sort of yearning and longing for something that may not be there or may never have really existed. And I want to give you a chance just to talk about why you decided you wanted to go this way with this album.
I guess it was just sort of, we've always just sung about what's been going on in our life. And just the past few years, that what was going on in our personal lives kind of led us down that road of that sort of longing and sort of like that homesickness for a place maybe that never sort of really existed. So just sort of, I think it was kind of a natural progression of just what was happening in our lives. Like our first album spoke a lot about leaving England. The second one was kind of more about missing England because we weren't there. And so, we've always just drawn from what's been happening, which I guess is like it's a pretty standard thing to say as a songwriter, that you're singing about what you're experiencing. So it was just a really natural progression with what was actually happening around us.
You and Denise actually met in 2003 in Toronto, is that right?
Yeah.
Were you touring over here? Because where in the UK did you grow up?
I grew up in the East End of London, but I was just visiting Canada for a year to kind of work and travel. And I landed in Toronto, and then I never really kind of did much of the travel side. I was kind of lazy, and I just really enjoyed the city. So I was just living in Toronto, and Denise had just released a solo DD, and she was kind of touring that around. And she just popped into a bar that I was working in and playing a show in, and it just kind of all went on from there.
Now, we started off with Hidden Springs, which is another one of these songs, like the actual song Hirath itself, that talks a little about experiences that you've had, times that are the passing. Can you talk a little bit about this song?
Hidden Springs is actually the name of a little chalet just south of Edmonton in a place called Winfield. And a gentleman built it a few years ago next to the family home. And he was quite an inspirational person in the way he lived his life and the things he did and the kind of just his outlook on life. And he ended up passing away a few years ago. And so that song just really sort of spoke about that place and what it meant and the family kind of trying to deal with the huge hole that he kind of left in their life.
We mentioned that you met in Toronto. You have lived in, I think, in Alberta, in Edmonton. You've lived in England. You've now actually come back to live full-time in Edmonton. Is this album in some ways sort of saying this is where we really want to put down our roots now?
Yeah, I guess maybe it's speaking a little bit. There is definitely, like, Pick Up Our Boots is pretty much a complete sort of love letter to Edmonton and Alberta. Maybe part of this album is sort of speaking about sort of missing the version of England and London that I grew up in that doesn't really exist anymore. And sort of saying, like, yeah, this is home now. This is definitely where we want to spend the most of our time.
You tour quite a lot. I mean, you're not just in North America, but also heading back across into Europe and into the UK, obviously.
With this album, we're hoping to sort of do more of an extensive European visit. Because with the last album, we had a few plays over there and a few DJs were really liking it. So hopefully this time it'll give us the chance to go there for a longer period and a good few shows.
I'd like to actually play another track from the album, and I thought it might be interesting to play a track that Denise actually takes the lead on, and the song that I thought would be good to do would be All We Have. Can you talk about that song?
Yeah, that's I think that's one of my favourites because Denise sings on it. It was even a struggle to get Denise to sing it because she always says that she likes to harmonise, but I'm always kind of fine with her to sing more because whenever we play shows, her voice is always that. It's so powerful, especially live, that people always comment on it and always say they want to hear more of it. So, yeah, I was excited when she sort of eventually sort of accepted the invitation to sing that one. And then it comes on the album just after Last Branch, so it sort of it pairs up with that and just speaking about the idea that sometimes if there's just the two of you, then that could maybe be enough.
Let's play that just now. This is 100 Mile House from their latest album. It is entitled Hirath. And this is All We Have. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
How do we know that here's where we belong? How do we know the right from the wrong? How do we know that things will get better?
us now? How do we know the strength will be found? How do we know all we have will be lost? How do we know the time will change from us? How do we know all we have will be lost? How do we know all we have will be lost?
That's 100 Mile House with All We Have from their latest album, Hirath. We're talking to Peter Stone about the new album. And there's a lot of interesting songs on this album. And one of the songs that really struck me, Peter, was the song Last Branch, which comes over as being incredibly personal. It's the song basically about the loss of a child. Is that a really personal song for you?
Yeah, it probably is the sort of the most personal song we've done. All of our songs are pretty personal because we do draw just directly from what's going on around us and what's happening in our life. But yeah, that's probably the most personal one. And people have sort of mentioned it, like, was it hard to include on the album? But it was because of the subject matter and how it's a subject that really is kind of swept under the carpet and not spoken about much. The decision to put on the album was actually pretty easy. Like, it was one of the first songs that we were saying, we should definitely put this on here just so we can share our story and maybe hopefully someone will hear it who's going through it or gone through the same sort of thing and find comfort in it, or even just to start the conversation, because it is something that the whole idea and the process of starting a family is something that it's just not spoken about that much because it can be really hard and sometimes just impossible. So it's been a nice response from that song as well, that people have heard it and had a nice reaction in the way that it sort of touched them or just made them think about things a bit more.
Do you find it challenging to be as open as that? I mean, I sense you don't. I sense that you do find it to be a comforting and cathartic experience to be able to talk about how you feel in situations like this. But is that a reasonable thing to say?
Yeah, no, I think it's, Denise would probably say that I do like to sort of talk and be quite open about things just in general. So it comes as, I think my favorite kind of music is that kind of music that is just really open and really honest about everything. So I think it's part of the sort of music making experience that I do really enjoy. And I also think it's quite an important part of it. So yeah, no, I'm quite comfortable with opening up about that stuff.
Can we talk about the album itself? You produced it at home in Alberta. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the people that played on it with you?
Yeah, we ended up, we had Scott Zubar, who's been with us since our first album, on violin. It was basically when we started playing with him that our music became sort of a really big part of our life. He really filled in with that third voice. So he's all over the album. There's some songs which there's like more of violin than any other instrument kind of thing. So he's on there and he's always been a really important part. And then we had the rhythm section from a great Edmonton band called Scenic Route to Alaska. So we had Cheyenne Murray on bass and drums. And then another really important player was a woman called Andrea Case, who's from Calgary. And she did all the cello parts. And some of the stuff she did, like this song, Last Branch, the cello line in that song, really, that was the moment I felt like that could be a really nice song, was once she added her lines and her plan to it. I think it's really special.
Let's play that song just now. This is 100 Mile House from the new album, Hirath, and this is Last Branch. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
So where's the sense in all of this? A love that pulled me from the midst of a life just spent wandering. Place beaten on this snowy ground, a shell of what it was we found, clinging on but falling down. Those little clothes we went and bought, hidden in your knicker drawer, beneath the hope we had ridden on. Those little limbs we thought they'd warm kept us waiting way too long. Their absence seems to linger on. Why can't be the last branch on this family tree? Christmas always seems to hurt, and this one couldn't get much worse. But we got one more fight in us. So we'll pull out the hope we thought we'd lost, make a space and dust it off. Give it time to warm to us. Cause I promise that one day, my dear, the fog will lift, the air will clear, and tiny feet will wander here. When the darkness lifts on us, we'll hold it closer just because we fought for what we almost lost. No, I won't be the last branch on this family tree.
That's 100 Mile House with Last Branch from their fabulous new album, Hirath. I'm talking to Peter Stone about the album. And you know, Peter, one of the things I love, and you mentioned the strings on this album when we were talking about the players, but there is a wonderful feel. I don't know if it is the strings themselves that really allow you to open up into the emotion of these songs. I mean, to me, there are songs that you must have spent quite a lot of time thinking about as you put them down.
Yeah, the strings really, they do add a huge lot. And I think we made a point on this album of taking a little more time on the production side, just because I was aware that there was just a lot of songs with an English guy singing over an acoustic guitar, and I wanted to make sure that we were sort of still challenging ourselves and making the music interesting. So yeah, the strings were a huge part of this album, because we tried for a few songs to get rid of the guitar completely and just force ourselves to look at things a little differently. And yeah, strings, and especially the players that we had, they always, it's almost cheating in a little way, because when you have a beautiful cello line, it really is. It does really open up the emotions pretty easy.
Now, I think the actual launch shows for this album have happened. You had a launch in Calgary, one in Edmonton, and one in Toronto. Can you talk a little bit about the response you've been receiving with the new album?
Yeah, it's been really lovely. It was definitely the hardest album to make for us, and the process seemed to just drag on for so long. And also, all the stuff that was happening around the album that we sing about on the album was kind of making the days seem just a little bit longer. So, but I think by the time we released it, we were just happy. We were like, we just want to be out there so we can just stop worrying about it or just thinking about it. So I don't think we were sort of not thinking that much about how the reaction was going to be, but it's been really nice. Yeah, we've had lots of nice words said and some people reach out and say some really nice things. So it's been lovely. And the release shows in Alberta, we had a big 9-piece band because we wanted to recreate a lot of the stuff off the new album. So they were really, really fun. They're pretty much the funnest shows you can play when you get to play in your hometown and get a big band. So, yeah, they were really fun.
Now, we mentioned that you've played quite extensively, not just in North America, but also in Europe. Can you talk about the live experience and what you hope that you'll be able to achieve with this new album, this being the fourth one that you produced?
Yeah, I think we're hoping that we can... I think we just want as many people to hear it as possible. So hopefully next summer we'll be able to play a few festivals. And then either in the fall of next year or the beginning of the year after, we should hopefully be going to Europe to be playing a bunch of shows. Hopefully we'll get lots of chances to share the new collection with as many people as we can.
Do you play mainly as a duo when you're on tour, or do you have other people that go out and tour with you?
It really depends. That's what's nice, is that we can do duo tours. Like when we do the Home Roots tours, which is the house concert tours, we do it just the two of us. if we're doing more of an extensive tour or if we're doing the album release shows out of town, we'll try and bring string players and stuff like that. So it's really handy, especially in sort of this age of the music industry where making the money go far enough that you can keep playing. It's really nice that we can be flexible to play anywhere between like a 2-piece and a 9-piece. So yeah, and it also keeps it interesting because then every show is a little bit different for even us. So that's always fun.
If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Everything's over at 100milehouse.co.uk. And yeah, we try and keep updated pretty regularly. And we've still got our English website address because we started the band when we were in England. And then when we came here, obviously the place, 100 Mile House in BC, had the actual real website.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today. We've got time for one more song, and I thought we should play You Feel Like Home. Tell us a little bit about that song.
I think that's probably one of the oldest ones on the album. A few years ago, we just started talking about the idea of as you get older, I guess it's come full circle now, but as you get older, the idea of home can stop being a place and starts becoming a person. But then in the past few years, we have really sort of settled down and made our home here in Edmonton. So it's kind of a song about home being a person, and also, I guess now, home being a new place to us. And also just reaching out to our old homes and letting people know that we still care about them. And it was also really nice we got Steve Dawson to play some pedal steel in this, and that really made this song one of my favorites, I think.
That's great. A great way to finish. This is 100 Mile House from the album Hirath, and You Feel Like Home. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again, Peter.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you feel like home more than any four walls. You're the building around me, it creaks when I call. Yeah, you feel like home more than any bar stool, any shore single mall has me dreaming of you. Tell my mother that I love her, and tell my sister I care, and tell my father I knew better, 'cause he was there. Yeah, you feel like home more than the streets that I pine. You're the light from the landing that coaxed me inside. Yeah, you feel like home more than any postcode. No letters and numbers could leave me feeling so low. So tell my mother that I love her, tell my sister I care, and tell my father I knew better, 'cause he was there. Home more than those being coastlines. You're the ship that I boarded to leave them behind. Yeah, you feel like home, though where that is unclear. Still, that family we started will soon lead us there. Tell my mother that I love her, and tell my sister I care, and tell my father I knew better, 'cause he was there. Tell my father I knew better, 'cause he was there.